everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, first, before I dive in, I just want to say I do apologize for the echoing. We have finally found our amazing home and moved into it. It was such a beautiful serendipitous story, so maybe I'll share that on the podcast soon. However, we still aren't fully set up, so I have quite the echo going on. So please just bear with me. I will find another solution. But let's be honest, what's a bit of an echo when we are binging one of our favorite podcasts? So hopefully that's you. Hopefully this is one of your favorites. So today I want to talk about purpose. Obviously, we're coming to the pointy end of Purpose in Abundance enrollments. They close Wednesday the 9th of March, which is a couple of days away when this goes to air. However, it's also because I really feel at this time, given everything that's going on in the Ukraine, that I'm feeling really called to make sure that I'm contributing. Like, how specifically can I contribute? And obviously, purpose is the way that this soul, our souls, have come in to do that, to have an impact, to serve, to give our outer authority, our wisdom, and to be able to create some sort of legacy. And because of everything that's going on in the Ukraine and with Russia, I definitely feel this heightened awareness of this. And I've got to be honest, my ego is like, really? Really? Like, are you really contributing? What are you doing to help out? We've had a number of, we've had a massive weather event where we live in our new, the new region that we live in. Gratefully, the town that we live in, although we were flooded here in and affected through the internet and all of that sort of thing, it was nowhere near as bad as some of the towns around us. So we've been doing what we can to support and contribute to those towns. However, in regards to this war and what Putin is doing and the Ukraine, it's really curious to me because through the whole pandemic, I didn't feel nearly as tested. My ego didn't question my worth and viability or compare how I'm contributing to this planet and this situation the way it has with this, with the unrest, with the war, the fighting, which I think is super curious. So I just wanted to talk to that a little bit, you know, and give you some insights into how specifically your human design is going to support you and help you to know that although your purpose and being on purpose might not be easily transferable to the big global issues going on, or at least your ego would have you think that, that actually we are all the perfectly imperfect piece of this bigger puzzle. What do I mean by that? Well, in human design and look, in spirituality, we absolutely believe that we chose, right? We came in. I believe that we chose our parents, our children choose us, we choose the lessons that we want to learn, and our human design is a representation of that.
And each and every one of us plays a very important and vital role with the whole tapestry of humankind. Now, a large part of this lesson and these lessons and purpose that we're here to fulfill is going to be navigating the ego, navigating fear, navigating this belief that we're separate and that we're not contributing, or that we're not supported, or all of these things that our ego, that fear would have us believe. And ultimately, right now is a time where we have to be more aligned and more in touch with our truth, with our purpose. Even though, sorry, I just got distracted because my dog is literally running flat stick around the house. So we have a path all the way around the house and he's running flat stick around the house, which is freaking hilarious. And just guided me. There he is. That's Bailey. And this has just guided me to lift my frequency right now. You know, like there I was sitting in a lower frequency, and this is how this tapestry of life works for us. And if we are willing to pay attention to the external clues, if we're willing to surrender to our life experience and the universal experience, it gives us this opportunity to open the doors to so much more, and this guidance that's always there for us, this support that's always there for us. And even if your purpose is aligned to tending a rose garden each day or creating peace in the Ukraine, it's all important. So we have to learn to align ourselves to our own truth and do our peace. You know, for me specifically, one of the things that I'm just reminded of in this moment, but a large part of my purpose, is to raise consciousness, to do the work to help people heal themselves, become their own gurus, and align to their truth, their abundant spirit, to be able to call in everything they need to fully express themselves and to serve their purpose, to align to their purpose, to be lit up and excited by it, to be challenged by it at times, and to watch themselves grow and evolve and learn these lessons so that we can contribute to this great universe that we exist in. So how specifically can our human design really help us from a purpose point of view? Well, the truth is that purpose really comes from the mind. It's also an outer authority. We do feel our purpose as a frequency as well. One thing you often hear me say is that although we pull the parts of our chart apart to learn these individual things, whether it's our authority or it's a gate or it's a channel or it's our cross, it's really how all of it comes back together. It's the story it tells, the patterns it shows us, and really intuitive what we get from the whole. Again, this is that same theme. We are all a piece of the whole. So as long as we are doing the work on ourselves and allowing ourselves to be guided by the universe, by great spirit, whatever you call that energy, then we're going to be contributing to, let's say, peace, for example, in many ways that in many cases our minds can't actually get around. You know, it's something much greater than us. So how specifically do we use our charts to align to our purpose? Okay, well, we start with the container of type. Type is something that really gives us this beautiful bowl of how all the themes and energies come together. So as a manifestor, let's say, the container of your purpose is all about inspiring people into action so that they can start to create. Manifestors are here to inspire action. That moves into the generator types. So as much as they're here to inspire all types, they're here to inspire generator types, the generators and manifesting generators, into creation, into taking action, into manifestation on the material plane, taking something that is new and blowing it up on the material plane into a business, a product, a service, whatever it might be. Again, let's not get stuck that these are, rules per se. It doesn't mean that a manifestor can't have a business and create a very successful business. No, it doesn't mean that. We're just talking about the container of purpose. So a manifestor, inspiring people into action. Then the container of a generator type, as I said, it's all about the work that they do. If you're a generator type generator or manifesting generator, what that's going to mean is that you are fundamentally going to feel on purpose when you're doing the work that lights you up. One conversation I've had so much recently, which was all sparked, I'm not sure where, it was either one of the panels that we did in HDX or it was in the beta program for Purpose and Abundance, when we were talking to generator mothers and how when they had kids and they chose to stay at home, that they lost a piece of themselves. And the behavioral coach in me goes straight to, well, of course you did, because your identity significantly changed, which the human mind doesn't cope very well with. As soon as our identity changes, then we go into this sort of free fall because our unconscious mind doesn't know who we are, in inverted commas, anymore. However, what I've learned through my experiment is that it goes so much deeper with the generator types, because it's not just in the mind. It's not just in the conditioning or the identity. It is actually in the energy of the being. So what can often happen with a generator or a manifesting generator is that, let's say they aren't working at all for some reason. It could be raising children. It could be for all sorts of different reasons. They might be unwell. They might have just chosen to travel even. But if they are not working, if they are not doing, and sometimes it doesn't even have to be like the work that completely lights you up. It's just the work that feels satisfying. Then this can often be really challenging, because it means that your container of purpose, it's not there. Like, it's not all the things that you're discovering or doing or experiencing. There is no container to put those things in. And for a generator or a manifesting generator, work is hugely important. So the next container I want to talk about is, of course, the projector. So the projector, their container is a guide. Now, one thing that's really interesting at the moment, because I feel like these things come around in waves, and of course they do, everything's cyclical. It's hilarious having, you know, a teenage son who's like, oh my God, this thing's so cool and trendy. I'm like, yeah, it was cool and trendy when I was a kid. We live in all of these cycles. One of the cycles I'm seeing at the moment is that I'm hearing these conversations again about projectors clumping together, because they perceive that only other projectors really see them and know them. This is a fallacy. This is not true. The way we are all designed is to come together. There are many other types that can read energy the way a projector can read energy, okay? Type itself was something that was invented by Ra to teach people. So technically, there isn't even this type of projector. We all have projected energy in us. And when we work really well together, all the inverted commas types work well together, this is when it comes to life. This projector container of being the guide comes together. It's really important for you to understand that it's not true that only projectors get projectors. It's just not true. It's like saying, you know, no one gets reflectors. That's not true either. It's like saying, you know, one of the biggest challenges of being a line five is most people don't see the true you, because they're constantly seeing their wounds projected back at them or reflected back at them. But this is a choice. When we stay unconscious, these inverted commas truths become our reality. But when we remain conscious, when we're making the choice to raise our frequency, raise our consciousness, understand our gifts, and in this case, we're talking about projectors as guides, meaning that we want to be in communities that aren't just projectors. We want to be with people that we can actually guide. You know, one of the examples, and I'd love to do a podcast on this. I've got an MG and a generator and myself. And then I would love to invite both Justin, my husband, and Jenny Crowther to have this conversation, because I watch these two projectors, Jenny and my husband, and they are so immersed in groups, in communities, in all the different types. And they are so, I don't think utilized is the best word, but the way we all listen to these projectors. I mean, I call both of these two my projectors, and I have a number of them. And when these people speak to me, if they anything from recommend a book or give me some guidance or whatever it is, I listen, you know, because this is part of their purpose. However, what if Jenny had had this perception that only a projector could teach her? And ironically, you know, she talks about this like her ego did. She thought before she joined the mastermind that only a projector could actually teach her as well as she needed to be taught. And she laughs like, I never thought an MG could teach me as well as you taught me, Emma. And here's the thing. Of course I can, because I have a lot of undefined centers. I have a lot of gifts to give as well. And when we trust our strategy and authority, it's going to take us to the right people, to the right experiences, to the right places. As soon as we stick to these or allow these labels or this dogma to dictate who we can and can't work with or what we can and can't do or see or be, this is where we're operating from the mind. We're not operating from our energy, our strategy, our authority. So please, freaking projectors out there, we need you. Your purpose is to guide us. So stop all hanging out with each other and believing that you guys are the only ones that can see you. That's just not true. We can all see you if you see you, if you value you, and then trust me, you will call in the right people who see you because we all need you. That's part of your purpose. Then let's talk about the container of purpose for the reflector. Now, the container of purpose for the reflector is to be a mirror, to reflect back. Now, what's really interesting about the reflector as well is that when they are in a community and they are valued for being a mirror and they are asked for their guidance. And let me be honest, all the reflectors I've worked with, they have this ability just to see the flow, the wave of energy coming. It's really powerful. But we have to choose to see that and to ask for their guidance and choose to consciously stay aware of what we are seeing in them and taking responsibility for that. Because the purpose of a reflector just, and this is again, I'm just going to say it again, the container, then we're really talking about someone who's holding up a mirror to us. And what do we see in those people? Because what's being reflected back is our talent, our skill, our beauty, and our wounds, our challenges, and our fears. So they're giving us such an opportunity to grow and evolve. Now, purpose is also played out so much through the other. Okay, so whether it's from our motivation, you know, the top right hand arrow, whether it's through our toolkit, which is our profile, like what are these themes that keep showing up? That's a large part of our purpose. What do I mean exactly? Well, I'm a 3-5, so people are going to want from me, you know, my purpose is to share my experiences and to be a problem solver, to be a leader. So really understanding that, especially on the personality side of our chart, because a lot of this is the mind and a lot of it is our outer authority, our the way we're designed to see the world, bottom right-hand arrow, and our motivation, top right-hand arrow. These are things that are directly related to the mind and how we serve the other. Our purpose is our impact. It's how we serve. Now, the last thing I want to share is that we then have to go through the process of understanding the expression that lies in our gates and our planets. Because within there, we're going to find themes. We're going to find things that really support, let's say, our incarnation cross, because incarnation cross will also play a part of our purpose. Again, there's nothing specific we need to do about it, except do our work, do our healing. Are we operating from the higher expressions of these energies, or are we operating from the shadow expressions in our fear? Because our job is to heal ourselves, to become clear channels for our purpose. We have to choose the light and heal the dark and be willing to go into the dark and discover that it's really not that terrifying. And in fact, those bits, those journeys, the things that we heal, those stories are really valuable for our purpose, because as we do this, we serve others, maybe as a role model or maybe through our experiences or maybe through our natural talents in many ways. So it's huge for our purpose that we do the work on ourselves so that we can be a clear channel to be, to have our talents, to have our purpose called out of us as much as we're guided through the strategy and authority as well to fulfill our purpose. So that is just a high-level look at purpose. Purpose is so intrinsic, simple, and complicated. It's simple because there's nothing we need to do. Human design gives us everything to allow ourselves to align to it. And it's as simple as just practice your strategy on authority. Of course, there's faster ways, there's deeper ways, there's more work that you can do. However, you can keep it super simple. And if you surrender to strategy and authority, you will fulfill your purpose. Do the work, do the growth, and allow the universe to move you and guide you. The other thing about purpose is that we have to be conscious that although this is created through the mind, it's created through our outer authority, it's also a part of our frequency. It's a part of our frequency that is trying to birth itself through us. So the more in alignment we are, the more we're going to call in opportunities to fulfill our purpose. All right, beautiful humans, I'm going to go. The sound has gone a bit funny. Maybe that's my sign to keep moving. So right now is a time where even if our purpose doesn't align to creating peace, even if our purpose doesn't align to healing any other major thing that's going on in the world, we have to value what our specific purpose is. We have to understand that the small part we play in the huge universe is important. It does matter. Your impact matters. Your gifts matter. How you serve matters. So even if your ego wants to tell you that this isn't in alignment with what's going on in the world, or your ego says that you're not enough, or this isn't big enough, or this isn't worthy, or it doesn't matter compared to whatever else, that's just not true. It is not true. So start with your type. Go into your chart. Find the themes. Find the truths. Understand your cross deeper. And please give yourself permission to shine. Give yourself permission to be guided by the universe so that you can create an impact. You can have an impact, create a legacy, and do what it is that your soul came here to do. Because just because your mind can't see how that specifically fits into the whole in this crazy, chaotic time that we're working in or living in, nice little MG faux pas there. Well, not all of us are working. It is important, as I said, whether it's tending to a rose garden or creating peace in the Ukraine. Either way, it's important. So learning to value it and trusting that you matter, that your purpose matters, is vital to everything that's going on in the world right now. Thanks everyone for joining me today. I'm so grateful for all of you. And go out there and make an impact because we need you. Lots of love. Thanks for joining. See you next time. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.